You want to harness your divine possibilities. Consciously build virtue. Consciously build virtues. Consciously. You know, many people think prayer begins and power begins and ends with prayer. When you start learning the ways of prayer, you will learn something. There are certain powers and dimensions God will never allow you walk in until you learn patience. Patience. As simple as patience is. Because if God allows you walk in that authority, somebody can just offend you and you will curse him and his lineage. And because God has brought you there, if you say it, it will happen. And so because God does not want you to destroy destinies, if you like, sleep on the mountain for 10 years, you will never see that power. Until you have built that virtue called patience. There are certain dimensions of God you will never see until you build compassion. Compassion. Because when men are dying, you think it's about performance. People are dying. People are hopelessly going through circumstances. But you are using their situation to create an impression for people to think your ministry is working. There's no compassion. There's no connection with the people. You will never see those dimensions. Don't you know some of us began with white suit? See Pastor Chris with white suit. See Benny Hinn with white suit. We too started with white suit. I know what I went through to get a white Sancho's. It must be a Sancho's. And then we walk into the meeting. You don't even smile. You put your lips together. You see people who are demonized. You do like this. Why you are doing like this? You are, if the cameraman doesn't catch it, you are in trouble. Few people will fall down. Then you now walk to the person on which here. When you carry him, he will fall back. Carry him, he will fall back. Because what you want to do is to have a clip they put online and say, another evangelist have risen. Meanwhile, these men are doing this thing. They are weeping because of compassion. You have not learned compassion and you want to conduct a power that only compassion can carry. Because you think it's a show. Somebody is dying of pain. You are acting drama. And God will look at you and say, he's a boy. He's not yet ready. Give him 10 years. Because he thinks this thing is a drama. He thinks it's a charade. We are trying to rescue destinies that are under the shackles of the devil. You are coming to act drama because you don't know the stakes that are involved. They are rescuing men from the mouth of the lion. You think it's about appearance and coordination. We changed our grammar, palmed our hair. Oh, you didn't meet me when I was palming my hair. Ah, you came late. You came late. Those days, my hair will be palmed to the back. Palmed. And then when we are walking, we walk in a certain way. Like men of God. When I discovered, I went back and said, Lord, help this heart of stone. Help this iron heart. Help me, help me, help me. I think this thing is a show. Help me, help me. I need compassion. Because this power, only compassion can wield it. There are certain power that only love can wield it. People come to you, they have no school fees, they are crying. You say, well, you see, it's not easy. But God will help. And God is looking at you. So you think the money they give is to say, my ministry is doing well. We have 300 million in our account. Eh? Other ministries are struggling. Pastor comes and says, sir, I can't even pay students' school fees. You say, Jesus is Lord. And God is seeing your heart. Where is the love? You have a church. You have five branches. Somebody else is being driven away from the little, what do you call it? Hut he's doing service under. And you are not moved to support him. Because you don't know what the body of Christ is. And then you think God will authorize you in the body of Christ. No, it doesn't work like that. When God begins to teach you these things, you will know the dynamics of divine abilities. You will know them. You will manifest a dimension of love and suddenly the power to raise the dead will just come upon you. Even you will not be able to teach it because you won't know where you got it from. You will show a level of compassion and suddenly the authority to start a business that can employ 50,000 people will come upon you and it will come with favor, it will come with wisdom. You will just know what to do. You won't know how, because God has seen your heart. That the compassion that is in this heart, if I empower him, I would have saved 50,000 people who are homeless. So the authority is not about revelation, it's not about prayer power, it's about virtue. And so when men know how to harness God, they begin to grow consciously in building virtue. Teach me patience, teach me endurance, teach me compassion, teach me mercy, teach me love, teach me kindness. And as you are growing in virtue, your rod in the spirit will be growing. Your rod, it will be growing. And you will wonder, somebody else who prays 10 times more than you, we wonder why you are manifesting God more than him, because God can trust you. Ask my people, they will tell you. We were raising money so that we can build our own auditorium. That same month, more than 10 ministries came, they were stranded. The money that was given to us to go and start our own church, the least we gave them was one million. Because at least we have a roof, they don't have. And God sees it. He said, now I can empower you. And find out the men that are doing wonders for God. This is their life. This is their way. This is what they do. They've built virtue. Sometimes when you meet some of these great men, you will be expecting to see some very powerful people. You will now see them meek, humble, and simple like cats. And then you are wondering, where is the power now? I thought when I come here, I will see some... You will be shocked. You are hoping to see a rigid military formation and a general comes before you and say, how are you doing? You will now come and see a man who is humble and simple, easygoing, and you are wondering, what is this? That's the secret of the power. That's the key of the power. When I drove past, I came to Abuja first and I drove past the Glory Dome. I said, where do the people come from? I now began to prank myself. I said, if this man dashed me this building now, what will I do with it? I now told myself, you don't have capacity. You know what? The money for the diesel loan can build an auditorium that I will use comfortably. And even if I have money for diesel, the people, see all the people that are here, the altar and Glory Dome can carry them. Only the altar. I told myself, don't desire what is bigger than you. The altar can carry all our membership. Only the altar. I said, how do these people come here? I said, no, let me see this man. There's something he carries. When I went to see him, he was more humble than me. He was more simple than me. He was more gentle than me. I now say, we have not gone anywhere. We are this sophisticated. How can we now reach here? God told me the key is virtue. Learn virtue. Grow in virtue. And you will see things will wake up in you that you have not even grown in their revelation. Things will wake up in you that some you don't even have the consecration to power. Go and meet those of you who are music ministers. Meet people like Nathaniel Bassey. Meet people like Dunsin. You will be shocked. You will now discover this thing is not about voice. It's about virtue. People that have entered everywhere, gone everywhere, they are more humble and simple than those who are starting. A music minister who is starting now, you call him and say, I see my manager. There's nothing wrong with order. But if that's the mindset you came with, you're about to die. In any sphere God has put you, he can raise you. But your rising is dependent on the strength of your virtue. Because that's the only way God can trust you. Because the things God looks at in men, it's not their revelation. He's not fascinated by your revelation. Everything you know came from him. But your virtue is a proof that what you have known, you have begun to apply. And so when God sees mercy, there is a power he credits to you because of mercy. Or he allows you to walk in because of mercy. When he sees love in you, there is a power he allows you walk in because of love. When he sees kindness in you, patience in you, there is a power he allows you walk in because of patience. Look at this scripture. Matthew 14, verse 14. The Bible said Jesus saw the multitude coming. And he said he was moved with compassion. And he said he healed them all. The power that healed the many sick people was compassion. In Luke 8, 46, the Bible said the woman touched him, virtue left him, and healed her. So these virtues can become power flowing out of you. The virtue, first of all, is the basis for the action. Then the virtue itself is translated to the power. Revelations are good. Prayer is good. I've taught it. But grow in virtue. When you grow in virtue, you will start ascending in the cadre of authority.